Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in, and even those that come and listen to the archive messages that is left, praise God, each and every evening for you. Remember that this show is live Monday through, at least, forgive me, Tuesday through Friday, praise the Lamb of God. This show is live, hallelujah, and we thank God for this time, and the reason that being is because the man of God needs a day of rest. So Monday is our day of rest. And then Tuesday we come on, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, decreeing and declaring and testimonies and things of that nature. And then the rest of the week, you know, we have outlined a wonderful program just for you, you, and you. And we thank God for all of you that are supporters of the show. Praise the Lamb of God that you tune in every day, you listen every day, and then every now and then some of you make donations, praise the Lamb of God, to keep us on the air, and we thank and praise God for that also. Hallelujah. People of God, I am excited about God, praise the Lamb of God, even in the wake of the heartbreak and the sadness and the overshadow and even the anger and wrath of many, praise God, concerning Trayvon Martin. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, it is a tragedy. It is something, praise the Lamb of God, that we cannot let go away quietly in the night about, but it needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, re-examined, re-looked at, and brought to a higher court. And we thank and praise God that that is in process. However, we as people of God must maintain our integrity. We must remember that the majority of all the rights that we have and the majority of all that has happened to us in a positive way happened through the civil rights movement of a non-violent action. Praise the Lamb of God, a nonviolent action, rebelling against the police and things of that nature will do nothing but lead us to jail and handcuffs and retaliation from them that could be fatal and lead to death. And that is not what I think the will of God is. Neither is it, praise the Lamb of God, the will of our leaders. Here in America, but a peaceful movement. We must show that we are intelligent. We must prove that our intellectuality can use and utilize the law just as they do, praise the Lamb of God, to manipulate and bring about the results they want, that we see the loopholes in the law, and that we can bring about, praise the Lamb of God, peaceful resolve as well. There is a cloud over America, even in cities where the sun is shining, concerning, praise the Lamb of God, little Trayvon Martin. And I recognize that I've never seen any case like this before where they're reexamining, opening it back up, as if the case is still going on. And even the prosecutor attorneys and the defendant attorneys and all of them are still making statements and things of that nature. But we as a people must pray for the unity of our nation. We must pray for oneness, praise the Lamb of God, so that peace can abide. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't say be passive. I did not say, praise the Lamb of God, that we should just sit down and say, oh, Lord, have mercy on us. I said, praise the Lamb of God, that our movement must be a peaceful movement. It must be an intelligent movement. And that is what we want it to be about today. Praise the Lamb of God. I love each of you. I bless each of you. Praise God. And I hope and pray that that I'm speaking today makes some type of, praise the Lamb of God, sense to you, whereas that as you go about your day, it will calm you in your spirit and cause you to say, the man of God is right, praise the Lamb of God. The best vengeance in the world, people of God, is the sword of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no vengeance better than that. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God, then the vengeance of God. And I have been moved deeply, saddened, brought almost to tears concerning, praise the Lamb of God, Trayvon Martin. But I have in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a gift called the prophetic. I have in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, a gift called discernment. And I know that I know, praise the Lamb of God, that I hear God. And I heard the Lord saying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that his justice shall prevail, praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see it. and you're going to know that God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, what is being done. Hallelujah. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right. We all should be signing petitions. We all should be appealing to the government through our agencies such as the NAACP, SCLC, praise the Lamb of God, and national associations as such, to appeal to the government to take this to a higher court, praise the Lamb of God, so that it can be tried on a civil level, praise the Lamb of God, instead of the systemic evil law, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that Florida has set in place. And a lot of people don't understand that. I talked to my lawyer, who is a trial lawyer. I talked to him the other day. On a matter of fact, it was Sunday morning. He called me for some spiritual counsel, which I gave him. And then I spoke to him concerning Trayvon and the Zimmerman case. And let me tell you something. This is what he told me, and I quote him. He said, they have set laws in Florida that years ago they set them in place to protect themselves, so that if they killed, praise the Lamb of God, a person of color, this is what he told me, praise God, a person of color, he said they would have a shelter that says, I killed them because I was threatened. This law is in place in Florida. And that is what the jury boiled down to in their deliberations. It boiled down to that and that only. And that is the evil of it all. Because any man can put a gun on who is a hate monger and walk up to anybody, especially people of color, and call them the N-word and insult them and provoke them to jump on him. And once they come at him and he feels his life is threatened, he can shoot them down even though he started it. He can kill them, and the law defends him. That's the law in the state of Florida. So therefore, this must be taken to a higher court. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. And that's the process we must push for. That's the wisdom, praise the Lamb of God, that we must push for. There is no doubt in none of our hearts and minds, many of the jurors and those that participated in this, praise the Lamb of God, all, praise the Lamb of God, agree that Zimmerman shouldn't have got out of that car. Zimmerman shouldn't have engaged Trayvon. But he knew the laws of Florida. There's no man that has a permit to carry a gun that don't know the law of the gun. You know the law. You know they teach you in class, praise the Lamb of God, what the law is for using your firearm. They teach you that. He knew the law. I just can't point this gun out the window and say, hey, did you break in those houses? And he run and I shoot him. I must create a scenario that will cause him to come at me and I can kill him. That's the law in Florida. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to give you clarity, people of God, so you could understand why the verdict came the way it came. So what happened in the defense of Zimmerman was the lawyers boiled it down to that. You must not judge this by what you feel, think, who did what, this, that, another. Those only minutes where the encounter between Trayvon and him came together, did Trayvon provoke him to shoot him? That's what the law states. That's how they looked at it. I just wanted to drop that in your spirit. But the testimony is, it ain't over. Till God says it's over, praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see, and we're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, the justice of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God, until justice and judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Hallelujah. Our God, praise the Lamb of God, will do what our God does best, and that is be God on behalf of his people. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, it's Testimony Tuesday, and I just want to lift your heads up a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God in consideration of that has gone on. And we have much to testify about. Boy, I could testify just about my prayer meeting this morning, praise the Lamb of God, and the things the Lord spoke to me, hallelujah, in this day. I am excited about God, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the blessings that's upon my life and concerning what he's going to do, praise the Lamb of God, with the ministry. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I am excited, praise the Lamb of God. I'm the first testimony today. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, just waking up, worshiping, praising God, reading his word, praise the Lamb of God. And you know what I was doing? I was getting my fresh manna, praise the Lamb of God. I was getting my fresh manna. Do you know that I never thought about it this way, but when Jesus was teaching on the Lord's Prayer, and he says, give us this day our daily bread, praise the Lamb of God, it was in the context, praise the Lamb of God, of these Jews that were following him. They had to think of the manna of heaven, praise the Lamb of God, that God rained down on them every day in the wilderness as they crossed over to the promised land. Praise the Lamb of God. When I saw fresh manna every day, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give me the manna of heaven. Give me the bread of heaven every day. Give me, watch this, people of God, your word daily. Speak to me daily. Praise the Lamb of God. Give me directions daily. Give me manna daily. Praise the Lamb of God. Give me fresh oil every day of my life. Hallelujah. I want to hear your voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Every day of my life, I want to be anointed fresh to do your will, oh God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, what a wonderful God we serve. When we come to the place, hallelujah, of understanding, when we come to the place of revelation, praise the Lamb of God, knowing, hallelujah, that every day God has a portion for you. Every day he has a portion for us. Glory to Jesus today. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That blew my mind alone, hallelujah, as I looked at the word of God today and was reading the commentary. It just leaped out of the page at me. I said, oh my God, I never looked at it as the manna, hallelujah, in the spiritual contents of being the word of God, of being Jesus Christ. Give me my portion every day. Give us, hallelujah, our daily bread. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today, and I thank you for joining us here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Many of you are chiming in, and we thank and praise God for you coming on today. Praise the Lamb of God, all of our sons and daughters, and those, praise the Lamb of God, that support this ministry. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless. It's a good day in Zion. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no tears being shed in the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God is happy because God laughs at the craftiness, hallelujah, and the wisdom of man. It's child's play to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They think they're wise in their own eyes, but they have not yet been exposed to the wisdom and the strategies of God. And that is what's going to make the difference, people of God. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch and see, doesn't he bring it to pass? If you have a testimony today, you can push 1 at any time on the dial. Praise the Lamb of God. There ought to be some testimonies somewhere, somehow. There ought to be some testimonies today. I know brand new cars, praise the Lamb of God, is going forth and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb. So there ought to be some testimonies coming around here. Hallelujah. Error code 630. Granddaughter.
This is your son, Raphael. I'm calling from your granddaughter's phone.
How you doing, Raphael?
I'm doing good, Prophet. How are you?
I am blessed. I know you got a testimony, and I'm waiting on you.
I do. Actually, yesterday, I went and filled out the paperwork for my job, and so now I got a job here in Illinois, and I'm excited because God is opening so many doors and doing so much for me. And when I got back from Wisconsin on Sunday, I heard the Lord say that I'm walking in his promises. And so from that, doors and things have been happening for me, and I'm just excited about what God is doing. But yesterday, I went and filled out the paperwork for my job, and it's the Family Christian Store. And I thank God for that because that's my field. I love God, so, you know, I'm able to navigate very well in that arena. So I just thank God for that.
My God, my God, my God. Look at Jesus today. He's opening doors and he's doing things. How was the camp trip?
The camp trip was awesome. It was awesome. It was very life-changing. You know, I'm an adult, but the camp was for children. But even with being an adult, it changed my life. It changed my perspective on praise. It changed my perspective on worship. And it just took me to a whole nother level.
My God, my God. You know, we're planning to partner with you guys, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the gathering event, praise the Lamb, if we can, with Kim and you guys to bring about a prophetic youth camp, praise the Lamb of God, right there at the Doubletree Hotel. Hallelujah. I'll be in Chicago shortly. And we will be sitting down at the table meeting, praise the Lamb of God, to discuss how we can bring this about. Oh, yeah, people of God, we planning some things, not just for those of us, praise the Lamb of God, but for our young people, our children. We want them to be blessed, praise the Lamb of God, as our conference grow and blossom. We also, praise the Lamb of God, causing other areas, praise the Lamb of God, to become fruitful. So we thank God for Raphael and for even Reggie, praise the Lamb of God, who's participating, hallelujah, and Kim. I can't never, I always call her Kim Johnson because that last, wasn't that Bolice? Bolice? I believe
yes,
it is.
Maurice.
It's her last Maurice. Name, praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for her, who is Pastor Gail Johnson's daughter, praise our other daughter. All of us know Shatwan. But no, many of us know Kimberly, praise the Lord. But I've been knowing both of those girls since they were girls. Hallelujah. When they were little girls, I used to play with Kim and Shatwan. So we thank God for both of them. Amen. And for that family. Anybody else there want to testify? I know some more testimonies around there. Raphael. He didn't fell
yes,
off.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in the house have testimony?
Well, I am here with Shatwan. I had to bring her to emergency this morning because she wasn't feeling well. So we're here at the emergency room right now.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray. Well, Raphael, we got to pray for her now. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Raphael can't be hollering and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Just finna go to prayer, and I know how intense he prays. Praise God. I need a prayer warrior. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is my intercessors? I need an intercessor to push one on your down who don't mind interceding today. Praise the Lamb of God. On behalf of Shatwan, hallelujah, on behalf, praise the Lamb of God, of the show, our listeners, praise God, and all of that. My God, hallelujah. Is there an intercessor in the house? My goodness gracious, don't make me push an intercessory button here. Praise my goodness here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's an intercessor right here. Area code 864. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Pastor.
Hi, how you doing?
I am fine.
Hallelujah. Is this my daughter?
This is Sylvia, yes, sir.
How you doing, Sylvia?
I am good.
Praise the Lamb of God. You going to pray for us today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, darling, the mic is yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, lead us to that place. Please don't forget to pray for my granddaughter. Praise God, Shatwan, who is also, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Gill's daughter. Oh, yes. Come on, people. Let's pray today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for another day, God. Oh, God, thank you for waking us up this morning with our hearts beating, oh, God, and with our minds stayed on you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for PSMI, Father. We thank you for profit, oh, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every individual on the page, Father, and their families, God. Oh, God, we come, Lord. Listen up, Shatwan, oh, God. Oh, God, please, I plead the blood of Jesus over her, oh, God, and in everything that's not like you, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, Father, and we superimpose your will over her life, oh, God, over her spirit right now, God. Give her peace right now, Father. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God,
yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that is none like you, Lord. But, Father, if you be for us, God, who can stand against us, God? Oh, glory to your name, Father. Oh, thank
glory
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We speak victory over Shatwan right now, God. Any and everything, oh, God. Not like you, Lord. We send it back to the pits of hell, God, where it belongs for all of eternity, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father. Glory, 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 God. Her feet, oh God, shall walk in the path that you have for her, God, and nothing shall come against her, God. Oh God, glory, 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 God. She shall be a testimony, God, for everyone in that emergency room, God. Glory to your name, God. Oh Father, she could be on assignment for you today, God, to speak to someone, oh God, to encourage someone, God, to pray for someone, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the glory, God. Oh, Father, we lift up those that are in homes, oh, God. Oh, God, go by, oh, God, and visit each room, oh, God. Send your ministering angels, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll keep their minds on you, oh, God. Even in old age, God, they're still yours, oh, God. Glory to your name, God, that you haven't forgotten about them, God. You're still God. You're still on the throne, oh, God. Oh, thank you, God. Heal them today, God. Deliver them today, oh, God. Restore minds today, God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah. Visit those in prison, oh, God. Let them know, God, that you hadn't forgot about them, God. Let them know, God, that you're still in the saving business, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, God. Use them where they are, God. Oh, God, because there's still an opportunity for them to serve you, God. Hallelujah, God. We speak grace and peace and protection over them, oh, God. Oh, God, raise them up, oh, God. If they can't come out on the streets, oh, God, let them do ministry behind the bars, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you for your sons and daughters, oh, God. We lift up your youth to you, God. Oh, God, remind them, God, who the beginning of time, God. They were yours, oh God. Call them in, oh God. From the north, south, east, and west, God. They are yours, and the enemy cannot have them, God. I thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that he sit at the right hand, oh God, of his Father, making intercession for us, God. Oh, God,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You today, God. I thank you, God, for all that you do, God, for new mercies today, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I decree and declare unity, oh, God. Unity begins to take place in the heart of Christ, oh, God. It won't be no I, oh, God, but it will be us for the King of Kings, God. Oh, I thank you, God. I thank you today, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, restore the land, God. Oh, God, back to the old way, oh, God. Oh, God, where we'll seek your face, oh, God, where we'll raise our children up, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And all these things, God, I ask in your name, oh, God, the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus that calls the demons to tremble.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless you.
I who hear his prayer. Look to God. Thank you, Father. Even give Shatwan, Father, another testimony of your goodness. Hallelujah, your God, today. Yes, God, we give you praise and honor and glory and majesty and might. Hallelujah, over your children, Father. We love and adore you. We love and adore you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, daughter, thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for your prayers. Today you are, praise the Lamb of God, a wonderful, wonderful intercessor. And I thank God for all of our intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia is one of our newest ones. And we praise God for her coming on the team. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful anointing and presence of the Lord that's here today. And I'm thanking and praising God for it. Thank you, daughter. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Do you have a testimony today?
Ooh, Prophet, yes, my children, you know, they used to fight like cats and dogs. But praise be to God. Oh, God, they're beginning to call each other. One is beginning to cook for the other one and call her over. Oh, glory to your name, God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Look thank at the God. Prayer of unity and peace that's manifesting already. And we thank and praise God for this level of manifestation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Sylvia. Testimony Tuesday. 818, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning,
good
Sylvia.
Good morning.
That's beautiful. Good morning. How are you? Praise God. And
hey,
I was just listening, Sylvia.
Hey, how you doing, Albertine?
God bless you. How are you? This is Albertina Oria. I just have a quick little testimony. My son, Tajay, he went swimming with two of his other friends. And I've always taught him about the Word of God. I've always, you know, always mentioned God and talked to him about God and teach about God. So he has a little Spanish friend. And he said, Mom, you have to talk to him because I had to tell him about God. And he said, well, he doesn't believe in heaven or hell. So I told him, I said, no, son, there is a heaven and there is a hell and there is a God. And I asked him, was he Catholic? And he said, no, but he said that, I said, okay, well, we're going to introduce you to God and I'm going to teach you about God and talk to you about God. And then they all three of them said they want to go get baptized. So I thought that was just such a move of God and such a blessing for them. And this little boy doesn't even really know, you know, about the Lord, but his soul is so open. And so
even
they're 14.
Oh, my God.
They are 14.
Girl, that's prime age right there. That's prime age. saved.
He says, no, there is a God, and there's a God in heaven, and you have to get baptized. And so now all three of them want to go together to get baptized. And I thought that was just, it was nothing but God. It was beautiful to see and to hear.
Make
to
sure that, really, I don't know, I'm not that you haven't done it, but make sure somebody really explain to them, if you can, you can do it, the Romans road of salvation. Make sure they understand what repentance is, and then lead them through the prayer of repentance if they're still willing to accept Jesus Christ and be baptized. We must make sure that the process of salvation takes place, Albertine, so that the fullness of salvation can come to them. We don't just want them to be churchgoers, praise the Lamb of God. We want them to be in the fullness of salvation, which incorporates repentance, the acknowledging of Jesus Christ as Lord, hallelujah, and the submitting to his lordship, praise the Lamb of God, that enters us into the kingdom of heaven. And then, praise the Lamb of God, of course, the precious baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I want them to get all of it. I'm going to be praying for him. What's your son's name again,
well,
Trey?
Well, I would love Tajay, Zach, and Kendrin. But what I would love to do is that I would love, if you can, I'll give you their numbers, and maybe I can get all three of them together if you could just pray with them and explain it to them so that they'll understand. Because this little boy's spirit is so open, and he so wants God to enter and to be so young and so eager to learn, to want to learn about God. I just thought it was powerful, just powerful. And for my son to tell him, no, there is a God and that he does love you. I just thought it was beautiful for him to say that to his friend. So,
yeah. Hallelujah. Well, we have those who's trained in that area to do that too, such as Raphael, who is one of our youth ministers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, here at PSM, who is trained in witnessing, praise God, especially to the youth, hallelujah, that he can share that with them, praise the Lord. So I will share Raphael's information with you, inbox it to you so that you can allow them to communicate with somebody that specializes in youth. I used to specialize in youth, but I don't specialize in them no more. Praise the Lord. I can't speak all their language. I've been just said holler, and they'll stop hollering at me. Because they hollered and passed on. It's hitting me now. Hit me up. All that kind of stuff, you know. So I want them to be around, talking, communicate with somebody that can talk their language. And without arrogancy and hypocrisy, whereas that, praise the Lamb of God, they're trying to play like they're holier than thou. And, so Raphael is a good one for that, praise God, and we will set communication in that way for them so that that can be explained to them. But awesome testimony. Thank you for your boldness and your willingness to share with them, praise the Lamb of God, then bring it to the table to us, because that's what the Lord will have us to do in this season, and that is spread his word. That's one of the best testimonies we have ever heard, praise the Lamb of God, because heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. That's what the word of God says. When one sinner repents, heaven is on jam, praise the Lamb of God. So we thank God for you today, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you.
You are welcome. Oh, my God. We continue to pray for you too, daughter. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Praise God. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise God. We're looking for your testimony too. Hallelujah. I know somebody got a Mercedes-Benz. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking about a Mercedes-Benz, people of God. Hallelujah. And we ain't got a call on that Mercedes-Benz yet. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody got a Camaro. All that kind of stuff. The Lord is blessing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody got a Mercedes-Benz. Y'all just wait. They going to get on there and tell you. May not be today, but they going to tell you. Praise God. that the Lord has blessed them real good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm hoping and praying, praise God, that as we continue to do what God has blessed us to do, people of God, hallelujah, as the children of God, as the saints of God, that we see more salvific experiences, hallelujah, that we see more children, praise the Lamb of God, uniting, hallelujah, in-house, then it will go out-house, praise the Lamb of God, as Sylvia's children are coming back together, showing love to one another. To some people that means nothing, praise the Lamb of God, but to her, that is like on 10, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when it, as it exuberates her spirit for the move of God in her family, in her children, praise the Lamb. I know what it is to have children that's bickering, praise the Lamb of God, and always at each other as though they hate each other and would rather be with other people than to be with their own brothers and sisters. I know what that's like, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When the deal drops, they will come to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that nobody can love you like a brother or sister. It's just about you being able to have the mind set, praise the Lamb of God, how to use the wisdom of God to live in harmony with your brother and your sister. Hallelujah. And that is of vital importance to us, praise the Lamb. I got a brother, praise the Lord, I haven't seen in since my mother passed, and we just reconnected, praise God. He was mad at me. He got mad at me, praise the Lamb of God, and that's, you know, all right with me. I don't mind nobody getting mad at me as long as I'm on doing what God has told me to do. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As long as God is with me and I am standing in right and righteousness, I don't mind you being mad at me, because I know truth will prevail at some point, praise God, that the truth of God will come forth, and that I will be the one, praise the Lamb of God, that God will smile upon and cause, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my words to be vindicated. And so it was, praise the Lamb of God. And now we're communicating again, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for that, because I know that my mother taught and trained us, praise the Lamb of God, to love each other. She didn't want us to be at war and you know, praise the Lamb, discord one with another. And we as believers, hallelujah, we should strive for the unity, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of our families, as well as the unity of the saints and the unity of the church. And we must be example. And I tell you this, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Sometimes, hallelujah, we as parents is the cause of why our children are against each other. We put them against each other, not knowing that we're doing it. So we have to be very careful in how we talk to our children and how we parade one above the other. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to do that. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. We got to have a caller here. Error code 248. Somebody in the D.
Hey, it's me. It's your daughter. It's Divine Favor.
Hey, Andrea. What's up, girl?
Hi, I just was listening in probably for the last couple minutes, and I'm in agreement with you, and my prayers go out to families that are suffering with divisions. I remember experiencing a division with my aunt. I would never, ever think, you know, that my aunt would call me out of my name, and, you know, we would be at differences, you know, and it was at a funeral. You know, it was the passing of my grandfather. And even though I knew that I didn't do anything wrong, I mean, my aunt even tried to jump on me. And even my, like, other family members were just, like, kind of like in agreement. They were kind of, like, you know, agitating the situation. But I remember still feeling like the little division. And if we are honest with ourselves, when we go to family functions, which usually in the summer is something, you know, real prevalent, family reunions, you can still feel like an uncomfortableness with someone in your family that you've had an issue with or they've had an issue with you. And I literally had to go to my aunt probably maybe 6 months or so ago and, you know, just apologize. You know, I really didn't do anything wrong, but she's my elder, and just even talking back to her or, you know, just that is wrong. So I apologize and open up a door, and, you know, she was just like, well, you know, I forgive you, and there's difference between us now. It's gotten better, you know, and when you made the comment, even about us putting our children, you know, against each other, my mom, not really knowing what she was doing, she would come to me to tell me about my brothers, you know, and the things right. that they would do, you know, and feeling like, well, you strong enough that you can handle it. And, you know, she had told me about a dream years ago, and I didn't even know that much about, like, what dreams, you know, they had spiritual, you know, significance. And she was like, Ann, you know, my brother, she was like, I had this dream, you know, it was like something was sucking me into, you know, the basement, and this is where he is, you know, almost like a vacuum. And immediately in my spirit, it was like a manipulating spirit. And so when she began to tell me things about my brothers, you know, there was a truth, you know, I would just speak freely about, you know, Mama, this is what's going on, da-da-da-da-da, you know. And I don't know if she went back and said things, I don't know, but you can tell some of the division that's there that I'm believing God to change is because of my mother feeling more open and close to me because I'm the only girl, even though me and her relationship isn't good. And it also was bothering me when she would come to me because I want a relationship with my mom. But it seemed like the only closeness we got is you telling me or this gossip, and then it brings me into it of what's going on with the siblings or the family members. So that's the area of concern that we need to pray for, you know, each one of our families. And I thank you all for sharing about that division, you know. Pray my peace for my children.
One of the greatest divisions in the world is parental division. When parents, praise the Lamb of God, are the ones that set siblings apart one from another, those are the hardest, praise the Lamb, most difficult to come back together. When parents side with one, and create a world of you ain't right, and this, that, another, your brother is better than you. My mother, and I don't think she did it to cause division, but out of six siblings that I grew up with, my brothers and sisters, I was the only one going to church. You know the kind of satanic instigation that came at me growing up, praise the Lamb of God. And I guess God was preparing me as a child to stand alone, even as, you know, in my youth coming up. And I had to stand alone in the house like David amongst my brothers and sisters when it came down to me attending. And I would be there reading my Bible and this, that, and another, and praying and what have you. And there was always, you all should be like Michael. You all should follow Michael. This type of thing going on. And it grew a disdain and a bad taste in the mouth of my children, in the mouth of my siblings, rather, about me to the extent that none of them have ever came to hear me preach in public over two or three times. Neither one of them. When I pastored in Chicago, they were living there. Neither one of them was a member of my church.
Neither one
of them put in the church that I pastored in Chicago. Never stepped foot inside of it. Before I moved here. And many times when they came to visit in Detroit, they drove right by my house to go visit my cousins. So I know the pain, the hurt, praise the Lamb of God, sibling rivalry. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, we must sometimes even approach our parent in humility like I did. I went to my mother and talked to her. I said, Mama, you must bring peace to this. You started this, even though you didn't even know you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers are jealous or envious or mad, and they look at me and tell me, you think you better than us and this, that, and another. You did this. And so now, praise the Lamb of God, thanks be to God that she mended a lot of that, praise the Lamb of God, while she was still living. And I had communion and what have you with my brothers and sisters and fellowship with them, good fellowship with them, leading up to the years of my mother's transition to go to heaven. And so I thank and praise God for that. But somebody has to have the wisdom to say, how can this be resolved? How can reconciliation come? Wisdom must speak, praise the Lamb of God. Wisdom must have its place. And then somebody has to be humble enough and smart enough to know that nobody wins but the devil when you're in art with one another. You want, let me tell you something. Anytime there is great division in a family, I found out something. I told my children this too. There's always a connection in the family, praise the Lamb of God, that can cause the family to walk in greatness if they unify.
Wow.
Brothers and sisters would really sit down and put their heads together, they could overcome a bad economy.
Yeah.
If brothers and sisters would sit down and pray together and ask God for vision for their family, they would go in business. If brothers and sisters could just walk in unity, love one another, trust one another. And I hear some of you all spirit, no, not me, I ain't gonna forget that. You don't know my brother. You don't know my sister. Yes, I do. They just like the rest of our brothers and sisters. They made out of the same stuff. If we had this type of unity and oneness, people of God, I'm telling you, Fortune 500 companies would look in amazement at brothers and sisters who walk hand in hand. Praise the Lamb of God. But this has to be taught while your children are young. While your children are young. And parents need discernment to be able to see, praise the Lamb of God, how these two children or five children, gifts, come together to make up a whole. One is smarter than the rest. That may be the business mind right there. But one can take his hands and make and build anything. Just look at all the gifts and all the talents that's among you. Praise the Lamb of God. For instance, Angel sings. All of you all know that, right? But
yeah.
I saw music in Joey when he was a baby. So I would buy all the other kids, other toys. I bought him a keyboard. Now he plays for his sister when she goes sing. You have to see the giftings, and you have to see the connection, and you have to see the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of them walking together in unity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God blesses oneness. God blesses unity. Lord, make them one as we are one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Unity. There's power in unity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's power, people of God. And God will bless the unity and the love, praise the Lamb of God, that you have one for another. I can't trust, blah, 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 blah. But you can trust people that don't know you, don't like the color of your skin. You go in there and work for them every day. You can work with your brother and sister. They don't like you either. They mistreat you. They cheating you out of money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Anytime the boss walks away, watch this now. Anytime the boss walks away with $15 million a year and you're not making $15,000 a year, he cheating you.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs. Smell that coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of the businesses that some of us work in, praise the Lamb of God, we could create a business out of that business. But we don't have unity. And we don't have discernment, praise the Lamb of God. So we walk around suffering. Yes, Lord. There's so much jealousy among siblings, like Joseph and his brothers. It's just a shame, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But then what did God do? He used Joseph, praise the Lamb of God, the one, watch this, with the love in their heart, the one that was easily to forgive, the one that God could trust with wealth to be provision for the rest, is the one God blessed. Hello, somebody, ring my bell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is how God works. Hallelujah. Well, Prophet Darrell, is he here today? Where is my buddy, Prophet Darrell? Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't heard his voice in a few days. If he's here, push one on your dial, Prophet Darrell, if you can. Praise God. You know, I love to have you on the show. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. Praise God. Thank you, daughter, for calling in and talking to us about that. You made it even more expressive so that we can cover more territory. I bless you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful show today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thanking and praising our God for all of you that's calling in. You know, I have come to know, praise the Lamb of God, in this season that we're in, praise God, that our responsibility to give God praise, hallelujah, and to glorify him in a way of testimony, praise God, hallelujah, to make his deeds known among the people has purpose, praise the Lamb of God, to incite faith and to incite belief in God is something that we need to do. To incite faith, praise the Lamb of God, and to incite belief in God. Hallelujah. I think my daughter got something else to say. Andrea?
Yes, I sure do. While you were still kind of on the subject, I wanted to know if you could give us some wisdom when you were talking about the division that we sow. Sometimes we sow it, you know, unconsciously among our children. You know how you have a child that is, like, more obedient? You know, they're doing good in school, and you're going to give them their praise. You know what I'm saying? You're going to give them their accolades. And then you have a child that just, I mean, when you ask them to do something, you know, his mouth, you know, is talking back. It's just, you know, there's this rebelliousness with them. You know, children, the ones that are acting up, for whatever reason, they tend to feel like you're favoring, you know, the other child, you know. And how can you help us in this area? And in some instances, because one of our children may be more gifted or gifted in the area that maybe we wanted to be gifted in, you know, we may tend to talk about them, or when we run into people at the store, you know, oh, such and such, you know, they're doing this and that, and then we have our other child with us, and they feel a sense of that you're comparing them, or, you know, they're feeling like they have to try to live up to this, or you just don't like them as much as you like the other child, when it's not the case. But how can you help us? Because it seems and appears a lot of children are growing up with this deep-rooted feeling, and, you know, us, especially TSM, how we, you know, can come to our children, even at an older age now, and talk to them, because they may not tell us, but some of us even feel that our children feel this way. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the case. But look, I can ask such and such, and they're, you know, they're more apt to do it. But you give me mouth back, or whatever the case may be, but just to encourage them that they're, you know, of course you're different, you know what I'm saying, and you have different talents, but I never really was trying to get you to be just like them. Even in some instances, we do it, and we are trying to get them. Why can't you be like this? Why can't you listen and sit in class? We don't say it verbally a lot, but unconsciously we're saying it. Can you give us some wisdom in that area?
Okay. I was just waiting on you to finish so I can give you the wisdom. Praise God. Number one, we must, as our foster, always recognize that there is a diversity of gifting that God gives our children. If you have three children, there is a diversity of gifting. There's a diversity of gifting that's in them. And you must look at each one, each and every one of them's gifting. I don't know who it was, but somebody was sharing one time, and it wasn't too long ago, it was a female, and she was talking about, I don't know, was it on the show or in conversation, but she was talking about how much she talked, that she talked all the time, that, and she got put out of school, well, you know, sent to the office for talking to all this notes come home, blah, 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 blah. But no one knew that she was going to be a prophetess and that God was utilizing her developmental stages in a very young age to bring her to be the woman of God that she is today. It's difficult when we have carnal minds looking at our children and not spiritual mindedness.
Okay.
When you look at your children in the spirit, you'll see them different than you do. Even those, praise the Lamb of God, that have anger and rebellion in them, it's for a purpose. Number one has caused it, and you must find that out. Praise the Lamb of God. Who are they mad at? Who are they angry at? Are they angry because their parents not together? And they go to school and their best friend always talking about what his dad does for them and how him and his dad go to games and how him and his dad do that. Has that caused this anger? What is this unexpressed anger that's in my child? Is it because he's jealous of his sister or brother? What is this unexpressed anger? So then we must put ourselves as counselors or find someone, praise the Lamb of God, who can counsel our child, gain their trust enough for them that understand child psychology, that to understand their expression and interpret it in a way so that, praise the Lamb of God, we can deal with, praise the Lamb of God, cause, effect, and cure. Praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to these issues. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, we must unify the children on purpose. We must bring them together on purpose. We must make them hold hands and hug on purpose as they're coming up. We must tell them to tell each other they love each other on purpose. This is something that can easily be practiced around something that you don't never hear nothing about no more, and that is the dinner table, the breakfast table, before all of them go to school, especially in this day and time when you don't know if you're going to see each other ever again, to hug each other, to kiss each other, praise the Lamb of God, to love on each other. My father and my mother always made us kiss each other when we were coming up as siblings. Now, the Bible said train up a child in the way that it should go and it won't depart from the path. Just because your brother or your sister is mad at you, they ain't forgot that they said how many times they told you they loved you. They still love you. They just angry about something. But if you're going to unify your house, then you must be the proponent of unity. You must be the proponent of love. You must know, praise the Lamb of God, and think before you holler at your children. You must think, praise the Lamb of God, before you go off. And if you're wrong, you need to apologize. come to a place of saying I'm sorry and teach your children to tell each other that they're sorry and do it sincerely and hug and embrace and show love. And you will see a greater unity. Of course, the family that prays together stays together. So prayer is something that must be fostered in our home. The problem with our children today, the problem with our homes today and what have you, is that the God presence has been served with an eviction notice. There's no prayer. There is no preparation. Praise the Lamb of God for godly activity in the house that promotes love, unity, and oneness. There is no time for dinner conversations, to talk about things around the table, to look at your child and say, sweetheart, you look like you're angry about something. Is there something we can help you with? To talk to give time for expression, to bring them in your room like my mother used to do me and put me in a bed, and then she'll lay there and talk to me. Come on, tell mama what's wrong now. You got to tell mama. You know mama love you. Tell mama what's wrong. My mother had a way, though, of making all of us feel special in our own way. Praise the Lamb of God. She knew how to do that. Praise God. When we were smaller, the sibling rivalry with us came after we grew old. My two oldest brothers were just in competition with each other. Who dressed the best, who looked the best. They did that all day. If one bought a new car, the other one went and bought a new car. All that kind of craziness. They did that all their life until my oldest brother passed. Praise the Lamb of God. So that's my advice to you, sweethearts.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And studying children and child psychology, praise the Lamb of God, there's material on it that you can read even online to help give you some insight, praise the Lamb, and some thoughts that will help you to develop your child, praise the Lamb of God,
yeah.
Or your children, to bring them to a place of peace and oneness. But each one of their gifts has to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Each one of their talents. If one of them is good with his hands, he's making airplanes and blah, 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 blah. You got to bring that airplane to the table at dinner time or someplace and say, look what your brother has made. Look at this airplane. But he may not be good in mathematics and reading.
That's right. That's right.
But he has creativity greater than the one who has a high aptitude.
Yeah. That's
the aptitude may be higher, but his creativity will run rings around him. So we tell our children that they're dumb and we kill their creativity because we don't see that God has given. If you look at the children of Israel, each tribe had a different gift. Each tribe, when you see them going into the promised land, they had a different gift. The Levites were the priestly tribe. You can't make all your kids priests now. You can't make all of them prophets and preachers and prophets and this and that, that and another. At some point, praise the Lamb of God, you have to come to the place of recognizing that maybe God wants this one to be a doctor. Maybe this one is supposed to be a lawyer. So we have to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We got another mic, two mics. Praise the Lamb of God that we got to come to. Error code 313304. Your mic is high.
Good afternoon, Prophet. How you doing today?
Hey, man.
What's going on today?
All is well, Brother Brett.
Good. I just wanted to share, as you talked about sharing testimonies, I just want to share a testimony as far as me and my siblings coming together in oneness, in unity. Over the last 4 or 5 years, my dad has experienced a lot of sickness in his body. And over the last 2 times, I've had my sisters call me and say, look, we're going to come together and pray and fast together. And I found it awesome as we fasted and prayed together, every diagnosis that has come up, or we thought was going to come up, or we thought was going to happen, God shifted that thing. And that's my testimony on today, that as we came together, because I'm the oldest of four, I have three sisters, and as we came together, my mother always taught us that you and your sisters are y'all family, and y'all got to stick together. If ain't nobody sticking together, y'all have to stick together. And when we come together, and I'll tell you, when we come together in unity, in prayer, as sisters, as siblings, sisters and brothers, we have always seen God moving on behalf. And that's my testimony today. And I also ask that you all lift up Jasmine, who is my stepdaughter, her family right now, as her grandfather has been diagnosed with cancer. And it's a lot of discord and a lot of arguing, a lot of deceit and backbiting right now going on in her family. And as
wow.
I tried to minister to her grandmother yesterday, over the weekend, and I was telling her that this is the time that unity is important. Because,
truly,
you know, it can fight sickness. You know, I'm a testimony. My family is a testimony of standing together and fighting against sickness with the power of God. So I just ask that you all lift up the Burr and the Brudeau family over the next week or so as you go through these battery of tests and pray that the family comes together right now. It's not about nothing else but his healing and his wellness. So and that's my testimony, and that's my prayer request for the family today.
Amen.
Well, my God, I think that was very noble of you to come on and share that with us. Praise God, hallelujah, concerning the unity of your siblings together. And the great thing is, you know, I stated earlier, Britt, that God blesses unity, that God blesses oneness that's pure. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And when God comes among his people and he demands unity, he don't want bickering or anything of that nature. We be uniform, but we don't have unity. And that's a sad situation. Praise the Lamb of God. When you have unity, the presence of God abides in it. And before you can call, he has answered already. When brothers and sisters join hands in love on one accord and pray and put all their difference, you're going to be praying to God when the Lord then already said, if you hate your brother who you see every day and say you love me, you're a liar. How do you expect God to bless, heal, or deliver with all that conflict going on? See, that's how Satan destroys. That's how Satan kills and robs. He comes in and causes all that confusion, and then in the midst of the confusion, we lose loved ones. Because we can't unify in prayer. We can't come together and petition God to break the yokes, to heal. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And to take away that is not wanted and that the enemy has sown. Because somebody is looking at the other one out of the corner of their eye. And when they grab hands, they won't even hold hands right. They don't even want to touch each other. That's not God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Albertine want to say something on this, evidently. 818. One of them. 818.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Want to say to her siblings, I just wanted to say something really quick. I understand how you feel about having two totally different sons. One of my sons is one of the third best point guards in the Valley. He's played with Kenny Smith. He's highly recruited. And my other son, the one Tajay I spoke about earlier, I'm going to be real brief because I know other people want to come in. He didn't want to play any sports. He kind of went into a little bit of a depression. But then I discovered this boy's running a 4.6 in the ninth grade. and now he's got every recruit looking for him. But I did find myself, he was all over the Valley paper. He was always in, you know, papers and always doing this. And I found myself in conversations about him, and the Lord told me, stop doing that. If I mention one, mention the other. Find my younger son's niche. He loves to cook. He loves to experiment. So every time he did something, I gave him praise. And I told him, I said, you know what, the Lord has really blessed you. You know, that's a blessing, Tajay. That's great. You know, and then if he made a mistake, I was like, you know what, that's okay. Just next time, if this happens. So what I did was I start building up his character, start building his spirit. He comes to me and talks to me about a lot of different things, and I praise the Lord because I didn't have it. And then I encourage his brother, go encourage your brother. They'll support your brother because they used to fight like cats and dogs too. But I tell you that, you know, God is good, and I thank God for just that spirit of discernment of going out and just really uplifting. And even my oldest daughter, she's going to nursing school. I had to really stay with her and encourage her. So I think it's just building her character, building confidence, and consistently encouraging them and finding what they like, their niche, you know, and reiterating. God blessed you in that. God gifts you in that. So you got to work on that. That's a blessing. So that's what helped me with my two boys. So if that helps you.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm a single mom, so it's hard. I don't have their father's not around. My youngest one was angry about his father, too. So I had to talk to him about that. But praise the Lord, though. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Hallelujah.
You.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. When you look at this conversation, it's very wholesome. This wasn't necessarily the topic. Yes, Brett. Brett?
Oh, I didn't say anything, Prophet.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this conversation is very wholesome. And it breathes, praise the Lamb of God, righteousness. It breathes potential, and it breathes power, people of God, hallelujah, in your families. And those of you who have brothers and sisters, I promise you, and those of you who have children, praise the Lamb of God, if you can bring them to the place of unity. We sometimes must be that sniper, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the forces, that special force agent that can take out, hallelujah, the tactics of the enemy and his strategies against our family. Your prophetic discernment, praise the Lamb of God, your prophetic insight should be able to cause you to see, hallelujah, what the issues are, praise the Lamb of God. If not where they stem from, at least what they are, hallelujah. So that if it's hatred, if it's malice, if it's jealousy, is it covetousness, praise the Lamb of God, you can find, hallelujah, a way to counteract the actions, praise the Lamb of God, and the deeds and the seeds that Satan has sown. And the majority of them, all they need is love, praise the Lamb of God. All they need really is love, praise the Lamb. And once love comes, I shared with somebody yesterday that love is the most powerful element on the face of this planet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Love is more powerful than bullets, bombs. Praise the Lamb of God. Than the mighty rushing seas. Love is. Praise the Lamb. And brothers and sisters, when pure love, hallelujah, shows up, God has to get in the midst of it. When pure love shows up, pure unity shows up, one mind, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, when there's no bickering, when there's no arguing, when there's no discord, the Spirit of God will move so on behalf of your family until it will blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why Satan keeps husbands and wives at each other. We can't even hardly talk to our significant others without Satan jumping in the midst of the conversation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, you're arguing and there's discord. And then, praise the Lamb of God, you don't want to pray with each other. I don't want to pray with him. I don't want to pray with her. I don't even want to see her. That's the enemy. That's what you must fight against. Praise the Lamb of God. When you see something present that's not God, you must alter it. So, oh, no, devil, you ain't going to get away with that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to grab your spouse, your son, your daughter, look them in the face and say, I love you too much to let you walk out the door like this. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you too much. I love you too much. I'm sorry. Whatever we have to do to resolve this, let's resolve it. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Take the car. Do what you got to do. I'll go to the I'm sorry store. Come back with a candy and some flowers. Do what it takes. Praise the Lamb of God so that peace and love can abide. I'd rather invest in the unity and the peace of my family or my relationship, praise the Lamb of God, with a wife than anything else, praise the Lamb of God, that would bring me millions of dollars. I promise you, people of God, hallelujah, you will see a change. We just don't take time to invest in this area, hallelujah, because of our upbringings, because, praise the Lamb of God, what we've been through. Brett has said some significant stuff, praise the Lamb of God, and painted a picture of unity. And I'm sure that they've had their moments of discord. I'm sure they had times, praise, of arguing and disagreeing. But the problem with us is we not only disagree, we become disagreeable. That's one of the problems with us. We become so disagreeable until it stays on us and in us, in our hearts, to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that hatred starts breeding. Malice starts breeding. It's an ugly monster. And it consumes us like cancer.
Yes.
Father in heaven, I thank you for the unity of the saints. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that you love us today. You're an awesome God. I give you praise for holy conversation. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That unity, oneness, is on the forefront of our prayers.
Yes, God.
Forefront of our hearts and minds. Forgive us, hallelujah, for being involved in discord.
Yes.
Forgive us for breaking the unity of family and the unity of the saints. Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah. We turn from it now. We turn to oneness. We turn to unity.
Yes.
We know in that is greatness, Father. We know that there's nothing you will not do for us. If two of us can be on one accord, touching and agreeing in prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we break down the walls, Father, of hatred, of racism, of prejudice, even in wake of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. We will not hate, hallelujah,
yes,
the people. We will only hate the actions. We will not hate, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, no one but the devil, for he is our true enemy. He has sown all the discord, the lies, the manipulations. So in our homes and in our hearts, we come up against this demon. Hallelujah. And we release the breaker's anointing upon our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. There is no hatred in us, because you are a God of love, and you live in us. We are your temples. And your temple can't hate. Your temple can't reject. Your temple cannot, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, operate in discord. Give us harmony. Give us minds and hearts as you've done through communication to live in oneness. We might be blessed that we might be the blessing, Father. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, for this man, this grandfather, this dad, this uncle, this cousin that has cancer. Your God today, your hand is able, hallelujah, to touch, to heal, and to deliver. Bring this family together, Father. Show them the potential of your power again, that there's nothing impossible with God to those who believe, those who unite together in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God today. Bless in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brett, before you go, I know you have to go. Brett, before you go, can you just pray, hallelujah, for sibling unity? Praise the Lamb of God. Can you just pray for that?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you on today, Father God, for your unchanging hand, Father God. And I ask right now, God, that you touch right now, God, brothers and sisters right now, God. I ask right now, God, that you, God, remove any discord, God, any disagreement, Father God, any hate, envy, or jealousy, Father God, any arguments, Father God, any generational curses, Father God, that may be upon your children right now, God. And I ask right now, Father, that they come together, Father God. God, come together in oneness and unity, Father God, in peace, God, in unconditional love, God. And God, that the things change in families, Father God, that love abide, Father God, like never before, Father. I ask and I speak to all families, Father God, across the world, Father God. God, that love, that agape love right now flows, like God, like never before, Father. God, I ask that you have your way, Father God, in this season, Father God, and shift things, Father God, like never before, God. Let your miracle signs and wonders shift right now in the family, Father God. For peace and unity, Father God, and oneness, Father God. God, we thank you. We love you on today, Father God. We thank you for the agreement of the saints on today, Father God, as we stand together, Father God, in unity and oneness, Father God. We thank you. We praise your holy name, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Endeavoring.
All right, Father, I'll talk to you all later. Bless you all.
All right, son. Endeavoring to keep. Praise the Lamb of God. The spirit of unity is a exhortation for us as believers. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is whatever it takes. Praise God. People say I'm on a different page, and I'm glad I am. Hallelujah. Because I endeavor to keep the spirit of unity. And you wouldn't believe the things, hallelujah, that I have done to keep the spirit of unity in my ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, to keep the spirit of unity at the church and PSM even. Praise the Lamb of God, to keep the spirit of unity and oneness amongst us. Hallelujah. You would not believe the things I have done. Praise God. Hallelujah. The corrections, the encounters I have had, praise the Lamb of God, and even the severing of relationships to endeavor to keep the unity, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you must be able, praise the Lamb of God, to humble yourself in a way that what don't look right in the eyes of other people, praise the Lamb of God, will work for you because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, you have reconciled and come into unity on behalf of some others. And I'm saying that to those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who have enough love and humility in your heart to reconcile, praise the Lamb of God, with people that will cause, praise the Lamb of God, another, should I say, connection of unity that can be a blessing to your life. You need to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to do that. You need to move in that vein today. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you today for that. My God, it's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have a testimony today, a wholesome conversation, but we don't want to miss our mark today on the testimonies. You have a testimony you hear today. Praise the Lamb of God. Come share your testimony of God's goodness, God's greatness. Just press one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and share the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And share the good thing that God has done for you. Hallelujah. If you desire to, my God in heaven, praise the Lord. Boy, I'm excited about tonight. Hallelujah. There at the Truth Church inside of Harvest International, 7 o'clock tonight. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm gearing up for it. Tonight. I've been on bending knees already, praying over tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, hour of power. And I want you to make your way, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Come and be with us tonight. Hallelujah, as we plunge further in these spiritual giftings, praise the Lamb of God, with impartation and activation. The Lord moved so last week, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, I just hope he's not in competition with himself, because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the outpouring is in the house, and I want you to receive it. I was there with Pastor Nichols, my Caucasian brother, praise the Lamb of God, on Sunday, and him and I was in the sanctuary speaking and talking and sharing, praise God. And he says, I told my congregation, praise the Lamb of God, that's who we leased the building from. He said, I told my congregation, praise the Lamb of God, it's not about money anymore with Prophet Shakespeare and his congregation. It's about presence. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not about money anymore. It's about his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's about his presence. Praise the Lamb. It's about his presence. Hello, somebody. Praise God. It's about the presence of the Spirit and the anointing that's on him, that's in this place. Since he have been here leasing, we don't want to lose it. We don't want to serve an eviction notice ever to this man. Praise the Lamb of God. He will stay. This is what he told me. He will stay in this building until God tell him to leave. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, that's powerful right there, that God give you such a favor. Praise the Lamb of God, because of the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's on the ministry and that's on your life. What would happen, praise the Lamb of God, if that presence was in your apartment complex because of you and the owners of the complex or the management looks at you and say, I know your rent is short, but don't you worry, you're not getting put out. You're not going to get one of them notices. I promise you that, because there's something about you that we want to keep you here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, that's a testimony for me also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I talked to the management in the apartment complex where I live. Yes, praise the Lamb. I talked to them. I was telling them I was thinking about moving and this, that, and another. And they looked at me and said, oh, no, you can't go. We'll drop your rent. They dropped my rent, praise the Lamb of God, $100 and some odd, praise the Lamb of God, to keep me here a month, praise the Lamb of God. Drop right there on a dime. I said, no, it's not about that, praise God. They say, no, we want to show you that we want you to stay here. Praise the Lamb of God. Favor comes to those of us, praise the Lamb of God, that walk in the glory cloud. Hallelujah. Favor comes to those of us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That walk with a glory smile. Favor comes to those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who reach out to others and embrace them in love with agape, with the love of God and the glory on your life. There should not be no door that could remain closed unto you. There should be no heart that you cannot melt, praise the Lamb of God, no barrier you cannot penetrate, hallelujah, because you are the chosen, the elect, and the anointed of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't declare this on you. God did. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has declared this on you because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that you are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you are precious in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. God has declared that you no longer a heathen or a foreigner, that you are now his child. Praise the Lamb of God. And he has given you a spirit to cry, Abba, Father. God has declared that. Praise the Lamb. Not Shakespeare. God has declared that upon you. You are not distant from God. Hallelujah. But it's up to you to press into the presence of God in fellowship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Until his glory spill on you. Until his glorious presence come upon you. You must press into the presence of God. You must fellowship with God. And for the majority of us, this is not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some pruning, some purging, and some processing. Praise the Lamb. But as you press in, I promise you, you're going to bump into that glory cloud. Hallelujah. You're going to bump into that cloud, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And the glory will be seen upon you. God's presence will go before you because it's with you, in front of you, back of you, all around you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because you have fellowship with God. That's the word of God. Since you have access to God, you're no longer a foreigner, a heathen. You have fellowship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, tells you that in the first verses. Or is it Ephesians 6, 1 and the 2? Praise the Lamb of God. Tells you that in the first couple of verses. That you have fellowship with God. I have peace with God now. So therefore, I have fellowship with God. It's not God's problem that you neglect the fellowship. Hallelujah. He shows us over and over again when we come in churches, praise the Lamb of God, and what have you, when we sing praise, that we feel his spirit, that he desires the fellowship. He loves the fellowship. But you must find a way to fellowship more even in your private life. And the more you fellowship with God, I dare you to draw close to me, God says. If you draw near unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. That's the pure word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you draw near, I'll draw nigh, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there in the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The fellowship with God breeds the favor. Hello, light bulbs. Let nobody fool you. Favor don't fall out of trees. Favor just don't drop on you. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Favor comes through your fellowshipping. Favor comes through your obedience. Favor comes, praise the Lamb of God, because you're favoring God. That's how your favor comes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, brothers and sisters, if you come into the place of favoring God, hallelujah, and doing that that God will have you to do, my God in heaven, you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, prosperity come upon your life. The blessing of Abraham, praise the Lamb of God, will be upon you, and won't nobody be able to do nothing about it. The blessing of Abraham will be upon you because you're spiritual Israel. And you won't nobody be able to do anything about the way God is blessing you. Hallelujah. They can't stop it. They can't alter it. They can't do nothing about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. Divine protection comes over you when you fellowshipping with God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Praise the Lamb of God. And under His wings shall I trust. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Y'all going to make me preach in a minute. Praise the Lord. It's feeling good to me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Divine protection belongs to you as you fellowship with Him. If the Lord is your shepherd, praise the Lamb of God, that means you hang around the shepherd. You're under the care of the shepherd. You're among the fold of the sheep that is close to the shepherd. So then, yea, do you walk through the valley of the shadows of death, you don't have to fear no evil because the protection of the Lord is there. His rod and His staff comforts you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All of this comes, people of God, hallelujah, to us because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that we have fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The next thing on my list here, praise the Lamb of God, is divine provision is yours. Yes, Lord. The Lord will supply your needs according to His riches and glory. Praise the Lamb of God, by Christ Jesus. That He does every day and is evident, praise the Lamb of God, when your eyes open. It's evident when your feet go to walk it. It's evident when your tongue go to talking. Hallelujah. That God has blessed you another day. That His supply unto you for your daily portion has been given. Praise the Lamb of God. New mercy He gives you every day. Praise the Lamb. He puts food on your table. He provides for you for the day. And that you cannot deny. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, what an awesome God we serve. The next thing is peace. Praise God. He'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He'll give you peace that flows like a river. He'll give you peace in the midst of circumstances, situations that seem to you, praise the Lamb of God, to be, hallelujah, out of the question to have peace. You will be in the midst of a mess, and God will cause you to have peace in your heart, your mind, and your soul. Hallelujah. Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be unto each of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Last of all, there's power, the authority upon those of us who fellowship with God. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. The anointing that's on me right now, I don't even know what to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you all the honest truth. Hallelujah. The way God has been showering, hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me the other day and told me, you're on the other side now. After I had that shaking experience, praise the Lamb of God. And many of you know about that shaking experience I had. The Lord told me, you're on the other side. Praise the Lamb of God. And you cannot be touched. My God in heaven. In other words, you have pressed your way into a dimension. Praise the Lamb of God. that the witches and warlocks can't touch you now. Hallelujah. You have come into the thickness of my cloud. You have come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, under my wings that they can't penetrate. Hallelujah. You have come near unto me. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what God spoke to me. You, son, are on the other side now, and they cannot touch you. And I've been feeling better and better and better as the days go by. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must understand, people of God, hallelujah, that salvation is a package deal. And a lot of us have not went, you know, I'll put it like this to you, praise the Lamb of God. When we went to the conference, praise God, hallelujah, and you register, they give you, praise the Lamb of God, your registration packet. And sometimes when full gospel, they give you a backpack or they give you a plastic bag. Sometimes they give us leather bags or some kind of grip with all of the materials and everything on the inside of it. People were running around looking for their badges and this, that, and another, and blah, 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 blah. And one guy runs up to me and say, man, I didn't get no pen and this, that, and another, and they don't have my name on the list and that, blah, 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 blah. I said, did you paid your covenant partner? He said, yeah. I said, what's that in your hand? He said, that's my registration packet. I said, go in there and look. He went in there, and his badge was in there. His covenant partner pen was already in the bag. A lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, have not looked through all that belonged to us as children of God. We have not studied the Word of God and found out the prerogatives that fall to us. We do not understand, praise the Lamb of God, that God has more for you than just you miss hell and you going to heaven. That God has more for you, praise the Lamb of God, than a church house experience. That God has more for you, praise the Lamb of God, than a feeling that causes you to feel like you're being electrified. God has more for you, and he has more for you to do than you can ever imagine. But you must draw nigh unto him, praise the Lamb of God. Your fellowship with God is of vital importance, praise the Lamb of God. And he will give you praise report after praise report after praise report after praise report. You know why? Read the last verses of the 91st Psalms. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to cause you over and over again to see my salvation. Do you know what the word salvation breaks down to? Deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see me deliver you and deliver stuff to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to see me break chains for you. You're going to see me give you breakthroughs. You're going to see me bring you out. You're going to see me pay bills. You're going to see me provide. You're going to see me, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see my salvation. You're going to know God did it, praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to be able to shout from the rooftops about the goodness of the Lord and all that God has done for you. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you the truth. You know, when you press, praise the Lamb of God, your way in fellowship with God and you're loving on God and you're intimate with God, praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you what happens, people of God. Hallelujah. And your ways please God. Let me tell you what happened to you. And some of you, praise the Lamb of God, is never going to get here because you don't believe water is hot till you get burnt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you from experience, as well as from the Word of God. You come to a place in God, and this is what you want, people of God. Solomon, after he had built God's house and finished his house, they had a praise service, praise the Lamb of God, in the house of God that was so mighty until the priests had to leave out of the temple. Hallelujah. You know what happened, don't you? They accessed God. Praise the Lamb of God. And the glory of the Lord came down, but they didn't know what to do with it. Hallelujah. It was so intense, they didn't know what to do with it. They left out of the temple because of the presence of the Lord was so great in the temple. That's what some of us need, a greater presence of God in us to chase some things out of us. Hallelujah. To cause some things to run out of us. Just thought I'd drop that part in there free for you. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. That very same night, the Lord appeared unto Solomon. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what he asked Solomon. Ask what you will, for you have pleased me. You have obeyed. You have done something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That was covenant with your father and I. You have done something. You have maintained the fellowship. You maintained the praises. You maintained the offering. You maintained your walk. And your fellowship with me has come to a place that you can ask for whatever you want. We know he asked for wisdom. Praise the Lamb of God. But the emphasis is upon ask for what you will, and I'll give it to you. I've been there, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I've been to the place that God has told me to ask for whatever I want. Praise the Lamb of God. But my only response to him was to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. To do thy will, O God, was my response to him. Hallelujah. To let me be your servant in the earth all my days. To allow me, praise the Lamb of God, to be the carrier of your glory, to bless your people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm almost in tears here. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a prophet or apostle. Don't let nobody lie to you to have these kinds of experiences. All you have to be is his child. That's all you have to be. In fellowship with your Father. Enter into his presence. And he will visit you. As sure as God sits in the heavens, you'll hear his voice. Above all others, speaking to you. Hallelujah. Calling you closer. Wake up some mornings and you hear him whispering your name, calling you in his presence. Hallelujah. You'll be in your house all alone. In the stillness, you hear him call your name. Never forget mornings I woke up and went into my prayer garden and the Lord would say stuff to me like, I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting to fellowship with you. My God in heaven, Hallelujah. You too can have this blessing, fellowshipping with God. The veil of the temple was rent. Whosoever will, let him come. Upon the conditions of salvation. Don't neglect this gift, people of God. Hallelujah. That's the greatest testimony you will ever have. The greatest testimony you will ever have is that you have fellowship with God. You go fellowship with your friends. Tell your friends you've been fellowshipping with God, and some of them going to look at you weird. I ain't talking about you just been in praise and worship. Fellowshipping with God. God's been talking to you and you to God, and God's been talking to you. God of the whole earth. God of the universe. Whose name alone is El Shaddai, that God. Hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, your Lord. Hallelujah, I love you all today. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget, people of God, the gathering is coming. The gathering is coming. The gathering is coming. The gathering is coming, people of God. And I want you to be a part of the gathering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be a part of the gathering. I want you to be there. I need you, people of God. Hallelujah. We just fixed the website, and it was down for a couple of days, then up, then down. And we just paid the monies and did all that we need to do to make sure, to ensure the website. We have already paid the deposit at the hotel at the DoubleTree in Oak Brook, Illinois. We've already, praise the Lamb of God, secured a whole lot of other things, and we are working, praise the Lamb of God, to make this a wonderful, wonderful, commemorable event, praise the Lamb of God, for you, you, and you. But we need you, praise the Lamb of God, to start gearing up. Hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, you've been putting your dollar a week away as we have planned to, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can come into the place of having what we need in order to have a joyous time. I want us to be in royalty this year as we are warring for the prophetic promises. I want, praise the Lamb of God, you to know that we're going to be in war gear. Hallelujah. I want you to come, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In your war gear, get you some fatigues and things of that nature. They're going to think we the army up in there. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to be in the sanctuary there. Praise the Lamb of God. And then our classes are going to go forth. The classes are being posted on the website, so you can register and appoint your classes that you want to take and select that. Praise the Lamb of God. We already talked about the youth boot camp. Praise the Lord. Anointed speakers will be there with us and all that. Praise the Lamb of God. Just go on the website. You'll see it all, psmintl.org, psmintl.org, and it's all there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what an exciting time it's going to be. The glory of the Lord will be with us. God has already promised his presence, and this is going to be a powerful, powerful, moving experience there in Chicago. I want you to be there November the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Praise the Lamb of God. Friday night, bring your garments. We will have a banquet on Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be awesome. I love you. I bless you. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, please just go to psmintl.org and hit the donate button. Praise the Lamb of God. Help us stay on the air. Help us do what we do. Praise God. A lot of seed money is going into the conference at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. What do, profit appreciates. If you just want to buy me a sandwich, I will appreciate that. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll talk to you tomorrow. See you tonight, those that's coming to the hour of power.